Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthday of Jesse Crawford, the opening of Lady Be Good, the debut of Charlie Chan, Connie Boswell's birthday, the March of Medicine, and Duke Ellington at the Cotton Club. Last week, December 2nd, marked the birth in 1895 in Woodland, California, of the poet of the organ, Jesse Crawford. He was orphaned at an early age, but fortunately, his natural musical ability was encouraged by the orphanage staff, and when he left at age 14, he worked playing piano all along the West Coast with a small dance band. He got a job in Spokane, Washington at the Clemmer Theater, which had both a piano and a 7-rank SD organ. And although he had never played organ before, Jesse soon mastered the instrument, accompanying the early cinema comedies and westerns. He met organist Oliver Wallace in Seattle and was introduced to the Hope Jones Unit Orchestra, or the theater organ. His association with Wallace led to his being hired by David Grauman to play at the Strand Theater in San Francisco, and then by David's son, Sid Grauman, to open his new Million Dollar Theater in Los Angeles in 1917. In 1921, Crawford was hired by the Balaban and Katz Theater chain to play at the Chicago Theater, and from 1926 to 33, he was the chief organist at the Paramount Theater in New York's Times Square. His recording career spanned from the 1920s into the 1950s, and he likely made the first commercially marketed electrical recording in 1924. Here from the original Victor 78 is Jesse Crawford. Thank you. Jesse Crawford on the Mighty Wurlitzer. We began with Sleepy Time Gal, written by Ange Lorenzo and Richard Whiting, with lyrics, albeit not on that instrumental recording, by Joseph Reed Alden and Raymond Egan. That was followed by the B-side of the same record, recorded December 6, 1925, Irving Berlin's You Forgot to Remember. Last week on December 1st in 1924, Lady Be Good opened at the Liberty Theater in New York City and ran for 330 performances. It was the first of 14 Broadway musicals, with the music written by George Gershwin and the lyrics by brother Ira Gershwin. The show starred Fred and Adele Astaire as vaudeville dancers Dick and Susie Trevor and was also the basis for a 1941 movie. Here are Fred and Adele Astaire, accompanied by George Gershwin himself on piano and fascinating rhythm.
Be good, oh lady, be good to me. I am so awfully misunderstood, so lady, be good to me. Oh, please have some pity, I'm all alone in this big city. I tell you, I'm just a lonesome babe in the wood, so lady, be good to me.
From the Broadway musical of the same name, Lady Be Good, Jan Garber and his orchestra with vocal by Fritz Heilbrunn, who was a trumpeter with the band for many years. Lady Be Good was preceded by Fascinating Rhythm, also from Lady Be Good. They're sung by the stars of the show, Fred and Adele Astaire, and accompanied by the composer himself, George Gershwin, on April 19, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon. Last week, on December 2nd in 1932, The Adventures of Charlie Chan was first heard on the NBC Blue Radio Network with Walter Connolly in the title role. The mystery series featuring the Chinese detective was based on characters created by Earl Durr Biggers. Biggers created the character based in part on experiences of a genuine Chinese detective in Honolulu named Chang Apana. The radio program started out as a 30-minute weekly but lasted only 6 months. When it returned several years later, it was a 15-minute daily program. Biggers wrote 6 Charlie Chan novels, all but one of which were adopted to the movie screen between 1937 and the mid-40s. Here's a portion of the radio program from October of 1936.
The most delightfully fascinating character in the realms of mystery, Earl Durr Biggers, Charlie Chan. Well, Mr. Chan, what have you for us this evening?
I have been thinking of statement made by murderer, which, while not proof of guilt in court, is proof to me.
Yes, Mr. Chan?
It is more easy for a man to build in one day a temple than to expiate in one life a lie.
So here to commemorate the radio debut of Charlie Chan are some rapidly rotating records with an oriental flavor.
Thank you. Jack.
Hello, Wilson.
By the way, you got your old banjo with you?
Yes, sir.
Fine, let's sit down here and have a tune. Now's the two old road boys. What about getting them up here to put them old mules up? Let the little old Hughes boy run that goat in the pasture out there, and we'll all have a tune.
That's a boy.
What do you say, Fred? You play that old-time tune. What is it?
Tiny's Breakdown. All right, boys, you all in tune there? All right, let her go. Fred, what about you playing? All right, spark plug, how about some of those wicked runs? Boy, that's all to find up and have this old man. Everybody circle around and promenade.
Chinaman's chance for me. Oh, sing song girl, although I know you'd fool a fella, could you do a thing like that to young Sam Lee? Some night, sing song lady, puff a little smoke and sleep. I come catch him up, maybe to my shop will creep. There you'll be mine, I'll bet you all the tea in China. Sing a little love song, sing song girl for me. Thank you.
Talk about your toe-tapping music. James Blackstone recording in Hollywood on February 26, 1930, and Sing Song Girl, written by James F. Hanley and Joseph McCarthy. I love that record. That's what's known as a desert island record. If I were stranded on a desert island and had a limited number of 78s and something to play them on, that would be one of them. If at the beginning of that song images of Laurel and Hardy and the Little Rascals flash through your head, it's because the Victor Hollywood Orchestra was led there by Leroy Shield, musical director at the Hal Roach Studios. Leroy Shield wrote hundreds of songs for Hal Roach films of the 1930s, most notably Laurel and Hardy and the Little Rascals. Ben Pollock recorded Sing Song Girl in 1931, but I don't have a copy of that record. If anyone out there does, you know what to do. Before Leroy Shield, it was Jack Reedy and his Walker Mountain String Band and Chinese Breakdown from February of 1928. Banjoist Jack Reedy was born around 1895 in Grassy Creek, North Carolina. In 1927, he joined the Hillbillies, a group put together by singer Al Hopkins. In May of 27, the group traveled to New York, where they made recordings for the Brunswick and Vocalion labels. In 1928, Jack Reedy got the chance to make his own record for Brunswick, and Jack Reedy and his Walker Mountain String Band recorded two sides at Brunswick's temporary studio in Ashland, Kentucky. The band included Frank Wilson on steel guitar, Fred Rowe on fiddle, Henry Rowe on guitar, Reedy on banjo, and Walter Sparkplug Hughes, also on guitar. In the fall of 1928, Reedy joined a group called the Smith County Ramblers, after which he formed a trio with brothers Frank and Ed Blevins, which lasted for many years. And we began that tribute to Charlie Chan with Original Chinese Blues, written by Fred Moore and Oscar Gardner, and performed on May 8, 1928, by the jazzologist supreme, Boyd Center. Now just try and name another radio program where you're going to hear Jack Reedy, Leroy Shield, and Boyd Center in the same set. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without the radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request? Have a comment about the show? You can send either or both by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, on December 2nd in 1952, Denver television station KOA-TV broadcast the first human birth to be seen on TV. It was part of the program The March of Medicine and was seen on 49 NBC network stations. I have lots and lots of records with baby in the title, and here are just a couple of them.
Exceptional baby, I'm hoping that maybe you'll go for me. Baby, remarkable baby, stop teasing me, baby, say yes, sirree. You gorgeous B-A-B-Y, you've caught my eye, oh me, oh my. Would I appreciate you, baby, adorable baby, say when will that day be, when you'll be mine. Baby, baby, I'm wanting you, when you're around I can't behave. Baby, baby, it's time you knew. You're my excitement, you're my rave. Baby, exceptional baby, I'm hoping that baby you'll go for me. remarkable baby. Stop teasing me, baby. Say yes, sirree. You gorgeous B-A-B-Y. You caught my eye. Oh, me. Oh, my. Would I appreciate you, baby? Adorable baby. Say, when will that day be? When you'll be mine. Exceptional baby, I'm hoping that maybe you'll go for me. Baby, remarkable baby, stop teasing me, baby. Say yes, sirree. You gorgeous B-A-B-Y, you've caught my eye. Oh, me, oh, my. Would I appreciate you, baby? Adorable baby. Say, when will that day be? When you'll be mine.
Thank you. and tell me that you're glad you found me. Come on and put your arms around me. Oh, baby, come on. By looking in your eyes, I surmise this is my chance. I can see this'll be a heavy romance. Come on, because I can't resist you. I won't be happy till I've kissed you. Come on, because I can't resist you. Oh, baby, come on. When I'm beside you, my heart is gone. Come on and let your conscience guide you. Oh, baby, come on.
Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos in 1928, with Tommy Stax performing vocally on Come On, Baby. That record is courtesy of Martin Smith, proprietor of the website Martin's 78 Turntable at martins78turntable.dns2go.com. There's no www in that address. Martin has also archived rapidly rotating record shows available on the site. Before the Clico Club Eskimos, we heard Paul Small in December of 1932 and Baby. And we began that Baby set of songs with Doc Dougherty and his orchestra and Baby Girl from July 19, 1929. Actually, that order is reversed. Doc Dougherty was in the middle there. Doc Dougherty's band played in better hotels and was heard over the airwaves around Philadelphia. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon, and available anytime, streaming online at www.radiofreeworld.com. This past week, December 3rd, marked the birth in 1907 in New Orleans of Connie Boswell. She started out as Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E, but later in life she preferred the spelling C-O-N-N-E-E. Although she was a victim of polio and worked from her wheelchair, she never let this get in the way of playing several instruments, singing and arranging vocals for her jazz singing trio, the Boswell Sisters, with Martha and Helvetia, better known as Vet. By the early 30s, the sisters were performing vaudeville, radio, playing New York's Paramount Theater, and recording with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Eventually, Connie went solo, entertaining troops during World War II, making films, appearing on Broadway, and recording. Connie Boswell died in 1976. So here, especially for listener John in Raleigh, North Carolina, is a pair of songs featuring Connie Boswell.
The bridge down by the river, with arches overhead, it's home like there to me. That's where each night I make my bed. underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on cobblestones I lay. Every night you'll find me tired out and worn, happy when the daylight comes creeping, caroling the dawn, sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine. Trains rattling all the time, pavement is my pillow, no matter where I stray. Underneath the arches I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on cobblestones I lay. Every night you'll find me tired out and worn, happy when the daylight comes creeping, caroling the dawn, sleep when it's raining, sleep when it's fine. Trains rattling all the time, pavement is my pillow, no matter where I stray. Underneath the arches I dream my dreams above. But how can I sing, oh sweetheart, I've got no one to love. I've got the words, I've got the tune, I've been rehearsing under the moon, but I've got nobody to hear my song. I'm humming to myself. I got the place, I got the time, I got a lot of love words that rhyme, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. I guess it just had to be. Someone listen to me. I got the words, I got the tune, I'd like to croon it under the moon, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. I got the words and I got the tune, I've been rehearsing under the moon, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. I got the place, I got the time, I got a lot of love words that rhyme, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. Well, I guess it just had to be one weapon and love. One someone listen to me. I got the word. tune. I'd like to prune it under the moon, but I got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself.
Connie Boswell, born December 3rd, 1907. We heard Underneath the Arches, written by Bud Flanagan and Joseph McCarthy from 1933, and from 1932, Humming to Myself. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, on December 4th in 1927, Duke Ellington's big band opened at the famed Cotton Club in Harlem. The Cotton Club was originally built as the Douglas Casino on Lenox Avenue in 1918. It had a nightclub and movie theater on the ground floor and a huge ballroom on the first. In 1921, boxer Jack Jackson turned it into the Club Deluxe with room for 500 customers. In 1923, it was redecorated again with seating for 700 and opened in January with the resident band The Missourians. In 1927, Andy Preer, leader of The Missourians, died in an auto accident, and auditions were held for a new band. Ellington, whose six-piece band had been playing in Philadelphia, hurriedly put together an 11-piece orchestra and was hired by Harry Block. The band's manager was composer and lyricist Irving Mills, who penned the words for Sophisticated Lady, Mood Indigo, and It Don't Mean a Thing. Duke Ellington played the Cotton Club until 1932. Here's Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra and A Night at the Cotton Club.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our famous Cotton Club. It's great to see so many friends here tonight enjoying themselves in spite of the cover charge. And if you can spare a minute from your merrymaking, I'd like to have the pleasure of introducing the greatest living master of jungle music, the rip-roaring harmony hound, none other than Duke Ellington. Take your bow, Dukey. First number tonight's going to play a brand new little tune entitled The Cotton Club Stomp. Let her go. You never listen to so much music, admit it. This certainly is a gala night. Tables filled with smiling faces. Everybody happy, plenty of dancing for all of us. Which reminds us, have you ever heard Dookie play that low-down Misty Morning? Let her go! what a night, what a night.
Okay, Luke.
Lovely room here. What a mob, what a mob. Never have seen the club so jammed. Not a spot the size of a dime on the floor. And why, I ask you, because there is only one band like this every 1,000 years. A real Hades in Harlem. What's that? Oh, yes. Lady at the ringside table asks us to play Gone to Town. Everybody ready? Let her go, boys. Surprise for you, Harmonica Charlie is here, and how he plays that thing. Let's give him a great big hand, boys.
Big up Charlie.
Well, you people wanted to do things, go places, see sights, spend money, need I say more? It's marvelous the way you've all warmed up to our little show. How I do love applause. Dookie loves applause, don't you, Dookie?
Have a applause, I do.
Now, in response to your enthusiasm, they're going to take your breath away with a brand new dance entitled Freeze and Melt. Freeze 'em, boys.
Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra, which made their debut at the Cotton Club on December 4th, 1927. We began with A Night at the Cotton Club, with four numbers introduced there by Irving Mills. Cotton Club Stomp, written by Ellington, Johnny Hodges, and Harry Carney. Misty Morning, written by Ellington and Arthur Wetzel. Goin' to Town, written by Ellington and trumpeter James Bubber Miley, and finally Freeze and Melt, from the pens of Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.